It's Tuesday.
KFC Chicken Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
KFC Chicken Tuesday.
It's back for a limited time. Every Tuesday is KFC Chicken Tuesday. Indulge in KFC's original or hot and crispy chicken every Tuesday from 16th April to 21st May. 5 pieces for only $9.95. Save up to 54%. You want it because it's finger-licking good.
KFC Chicken Tuesday.
It's Gold 905. Sounds good. Feels good with naked eyes. Always something there to remind me. And I'm going to remind you to stick around because we've got a $100 dining treat for you to win from TCC coming up a little bit later on. But for now, we have a guest and he is none other than MasterChef Singapore Season 2 Judge Bjorn Shen.
Hello, Denise.
So first up, Bjorn, let's catch up with you personally because, you know, besides being a judge on MasterChef Singapore, you've been pretty busy running your own F&B businesses. So what's new with you since we last saw you on the show?
I've been real busy at my new place called Smalls. In fact, hey, Denise, I think you've been there.
I have.
I fed you there just a few weeks ago.
Oh, it was wonderful. Crazy good. But for our listeners' benefit, tell us what Smalls is.
So Smalls is my test kitchen / private dining space. It's a very exclusive 16-seat restaurant where we only do 16 people per service in groups of four. And we cook whatever we want to cook that's, you know, caught our attention at that time. So right now we're doing a 10-course pizza omakase menu, but who knows what it's going to be in time to come.
I just have to say, if you're looking for a very special and unique dining experience where you're going to be fed in the most innovative, creative, crazy ways, and it's a special occasion, you've got to check out Smalls, because literally it's a small place for people with big appetites.
So that's Smalls, and few days a week I go back to Artichoke to check on things.
Yeah, that's your modern Middle Eastern Mediterranean restaurant at Middle Road.
Mm-hmm. But it's generally running very well, touch wood, so I'm happy with that.
Cool, cool. Okay, so Bjorn, MasterChef Singapore, it's back. Season 2 is now on. What's still the same? What's changed?
I reckon that the whole format of the show is still the same.
Yep.
I think we've got a couple more episodes this season, and the quality of contestants is just as good as the last time, so I'm really excited about it. One big thing that's changed is the fact that we are living in COVID times.
Oh, yeah.
As I won't call this post-COVID times because we're still in the middle of it.
Yes.
So there's things that we can and we can't do. Like, we can't go around giving each other high fives. I can't go out there and shake someone's hand or give them a hug as much as I would love to. So I think a lot of this body language and communication has all changed because of what we can and we can't do. So getting our heads around that and getting used to that new format takes a little bit of effort.
Totally. I commiserate. I mean, things haven't exactly been quite the same with radio as well.
But apart from that, I believe that the quality of production as well as quality of talent is all the same. And you got the same three old judges on the show.
Not old, like experienced. Experienced judges. So I have to ask you, do you think you would have entered a cooking competition like MasterChef Singapore back in the day, you know, when you were just getting interested in cooking, just starting out, you know, before you became a professional with your own restaurants?
Yo, I do not envy any of these guys. It is a hard platform to step up to. And I think that if I were on the other side of the coin, sometimes I scratch my head and I'm watching these contestants cook and I'm wondering, you know, how would I have done it differently? Would I have done it any better? Would I have had the sense at that time, amongst all this stress and chaos, to cook and think with a clear head? And I think that it's not easy.
Yeah, it's quite the opposite.
I really think it's not easy. I don't envy them for being in that position. I would have, actually. I would have.
So you would have joined.
I would have joined such a contest to test myself, to push myself, and I would continue to encourage anyone who wants to test themselves and challenge themselves to enter MasterChef if and when we do get a season 3.
Cool. Okay, so you would definitely put your money where your mouth is. You would have entered a competition like this. But how do you think you would do? You know, in other words, it's one thing to be a judge, but when the shoe's on the other foot, how would you perform?
I don't know. I think think that, you know, when you ask most of the contestants, they'll always say that your biggest competitor is not the people next to you, but yourself. And I agree with that. So how would I perform? I think that I would be myself. I would cook to my forte. Once in a while, I'll push it out of the comfort zone a little bit. I will always try and innovate, always try and add a touch of unexpected creativity. And if it gets me through, it gets me through. At least if I don't go through, I fall on my own sword and I go out on my own terms. That's the way that I would approach it.
Well, you know, back to being a judge and not a competitor, I think that, you know, you're one of the quirkier ones and you definitely have the best one-liners as a judge.
Yeah, actually, that's all I'm good at. Yeah, that's about it. That's all the value I add to the show.
Ba-dum-ching. But do you think you've changed at all as a judge and why?
No, I don't really think I've changed as a judge. I honestly think to begin with, when I was chosen as a judge for this show, it was because of certain core beliefs that I hold. And in the time that we filmed season one and right now, season two, those haven't changed at all.
Okay, yes.
I am still looking for someone that can take things to the next level.
Okay.
There's a lot of people in Singapore who can cook, but there's only one MasterChef Singapore title. Now, you can't go around giving that title to everyone who can make good home-cooked food. So there has to be some sort of a bar that we set. And that bar for me, personally, is how much you have taken things to the next level. Now, you can make a really good lasagna and you can keep it real simple. And a good lasagna is a good lasagna. I would eat that any day. But is that good lasagna going to give you or earn you that MasterChef title?
Yeah.
Well, it depends. It depends on who you're up against. And if you're up against someone who's gone and put in innovation, creativity, ideas into elevating something else, then that very good lasagna isn't going to cut it. Right? So it's a competition at the end of the day. If we award based on merit, then you know what? Every good home cook in Singapore is going to get the MasterChef title, but that's not how it works. We have one title and it goes, in my opinion, to the person who takes things, like I said, for the fifth time, to the next level.
Okay, to the next level. We're going to have more questions for MasterChef Singapore Judge Bjorn Shen, but first, a quick break. We'll be back in just a few.
Hey, help me out with this puzzle. The clue is a location that all new homeowners should visit.
New homeowners. It must be the Furniture Mall at 10 Toh Guan Road. A one-of-a-kind, one-stop destination for interior design, furniture and furnishing.
Oh yeah, they have monthly promotions, free gifts and lucky draws.
They also house 30 stores and over 50 brands.
I'm going there with my wife this Sunday. Where is it again?
The Furniture Mall is at 10 Toh Guan Road. See you there.